The single most important difference between Governor Ventura's income tax cuts and the Republicans' tax cuts is this. Ventura cuts the rate on the lowest bracket only. The Republicans cut the rates on the low, middle, and high brackets. House Republican Tax Chairman Ron Abrams says an across-the-board income tax cut is the only fair thing to do.
We think that not only should the low end benefit, but the high end ought to benefit too, as well as the middle.
Abrams says the latest state numbers show most of the recent budget surpluses came from income taxes, and the state's wealthiest people deserve to get the money back in proportion to what they've paid in. Governor Ventura says his tax cuts do include the wealthy.
Ours is spread over all the income tax brackets. If you need a lesson in taxation, you all pay.
What Ventura means is this. All income taxpayers pay the low rate on the first $25,000 or so of their salaries, so everyone gets the break. The difference is his tax cuts are supposed to seem bigger to the poor and the middle class because the low rate will apply to all or most of their incomes. For people making more than $150,000, on the other hand, the rate cut will apply only to that first portion of their income. And Ventura says that's as it should be.
So whether you make $1 million a year, you will get relief. Not that I don't think you need it at $1 million. Pay me $1 million and I won't need it.
The governor likes to portray his tax cuts as pro-middle class. But are they really better for middle-income people than the Republican plan? As usual in politics, everything depends on whom you mean by the middle class. If it means a two-parent, two-kid family that makes $70,000 a year, then the Republican plan is the way to go, just barely. The Republicans would save that family $445 a year. Ventura would save them $413. A more upwardly mobile version of that same family would do a lot better under the Republican plan. With an income of $150,000, they'd save $1,000 a year. Under Ventura's plan, they'd save only $489. Neither plan does much for the lower end of the middle class, known in political circles as working families. A family with a total income of $35,000 would save a mere $34 under the Ventura plan. Under the Republicans' proposal, they'd save $84. Groups that lobby for the interests of low-income Minnesotans say this is not fair. Brian Rushy is executive director of the Joint Religious Legislative Coalition.
Some of the surplus is simply because we have an enlarging economy. Their productivity is not being rewarded, and so I think they ought to share in this surplus because they helped create it.
The governor says he has remembered lower-income Minnesotans. His plan to rebate the surplus based on sales taxes is designed specifically to get more money to people with low incomes. That family earning $35,000, for example, would get a rebate check for $621. But that's one-time money, available only as long as the state keeps running surpluses. The two income tax cut plans, on the other hand, are permanent. And Rushy says he'd rather see Minnesota's poor get a chance to participate in a long-term tax break than just get a lump sum when times are good. At the Capitol, I'm Martin Costi, Minnesota Public Radio.